Hallelujah.
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 And reading, and let me start over again, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. People know what the scripture said. Yeah, God loves you, but they never had no experience with it.
That's right, man.
This, when you had an experience with God, it go far past just mere knowledge. I know God loved me. No, but you had no experience with it.
Amen.
You know, when trouble come, I'm not by myself.
Right.
And when Jonah got in trouble, he knew what to cry for. Can you imagine the belly of a whale crying out? He knew what to do. He evidently, because he got out.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, now let me finish it up. He said, mere knowledge, that you may what? Be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God. I'm going to say it again. Read it again. That you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God. May have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now, who can mess with that? Now, who can mess with you? What devil can mess with you? I'm going to read another one. I had it, but I didn't have this in my notes. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. I got to read this. Holy filled, and what did he say? Become a body holy filled and flooded with God himself. Now listen what Romans chapter 8 says. Let me get there, because I'm going to read this. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see what it means to be one with the Lord? I'm not by myself.
Amen.
I don't have to try to faith life and figure out things and figure out what to do. I am told what to do. I learn who I am. And I see what God said. And I make those things that's not lining up to line up and come in line and do what I say. I don't allow life to tell me and the devil and all the issues in life to come upon me and have me frustrated, confused, and broken, and sad, and hurting, and just torn apart. No! 1,000 times, no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you found Romans chapter 8?
Amen.
I'm going to pick up at verse 31. What shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? This is King James. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Flooded with God himself. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but what? Deliver him up for us all. Deliver him up for us all. He just didn't deliver up Jesus for me. He did it for you too. Every one of you have just as much right to come into the throne room of God, come in the presence of God. You have every right to receive from God. He delivered him up for us all. And then he said, because he delivered him up for us all, how shall he not? How shall he not? How shall he not with him also freely give you all things? Not something. How many times we cheated ourselves? Well, I can't afford that. I can't do it. No. You just got to get in that word and let that word talk to you and let the Spirit of God lead you and grow up so you know I can have whatever I want.
Amen.
That's right. I mean, you can't have it if you don't know it.
Right.
If you're thinking wrong, you're going to talk wrong. Right. And you talk wrong, you're going to believe wrong.
That's right.
If you believe wrong, you're not going to receive anything. Hallelujah. But you know he'll give me everything. And everything, that's why the scripture said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Everything that Christ put me in the body as a member, I can do it. How you do it? I do it through Christ. I am not to do your part, but I'm certainly supposed to do mine.